Welcome to Health Matters in our very new studio. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so glad that you are here as well. Today, we have a bunch of great health topics. I'll be talking about detoxification, especially for balancing the hormones for women, and something called estrogen dominance. We'll be talking a little bit about leptin resistance, the benefits of Moringa, which is known as the superfood wonder herbal medicine of the world that has so many attributes. So we'll be talking about that. I'll be talking about weight loss, and if you've tried intermittent fasting and maybe you always haven't had the great results that you've been looking for, we'll be talking about that and how you can really maximize your results with intermittent fasting, some things that you may not have heard about before. I'm also going to share a little bit about what vitamins should not be taken together. A lot of people get it wrong in terms of the timing of taking their vitamins, so we'll be talking about that. I'll be sharing some natural painkillers as well, directly from nature. And I want to thank everyone for being here. As I said, it's a new set today. We will be doing a little bit of a tour behind the scenes after the show closes for TikTok and Instagram, so make sure that you stick around. And I want to say hello to Arletta, X-King. Nice to see you. Donsal, hello. Zebu, Parity. So great to have you all here. And thank you for tuning in today. Now, don't forget, we do have our trivia section coming up. So every show of Health Matters, we have our trivia section. So we are playing this week for the Vitamucil from our great sponsors at VitaTree. We thank them for allowing this show to be possible in the first place. Now, all you have to do is answer the questions. They don't even have to be answered correctly. You just have to do your best to answer the questions in the trivia section of the show, and you will be put into a vat of all of the numbers of the people and your handle names. And of course, we have a random selector that selects our random winner every week. I want to say congratulations to last week's winner, who is Sorweed60 from TikTok, and you won our turmeric curcumin formula. So thank you for tuning in, everyone. Make sure that you are following me, whatever platform that you are watching, to make sure that we can reach out to you if you are our lucky winner. So, and Team Dr. J9 as well, because that's really important, so that on certain platforms, if we can't reach you, if you're not following me, you have to be following Team Dr. J9, and that's on TikTok and Instagram. So shall we get started? I promised we would talk a little bit more about hot flashes and estrogen dominance. I get a lot of questions from women as to that increase in that weight, what do we do with the hot flashes? And there are certain things that we need to make sure are very healthy in terms of our hormonal health and balancing that estrogen. And what happens at the time of perimenopause into the menopausal years is that there's a relative increase, often for women, of their estrogen levels, and this can cause a lot of the symptoms of that high estrogen, like the hot flashes, like the irritability, and that dreaded weight gain as well. So I'm going to go through some of those symptoms, but this has a lot to do not just with that imbalance in the hormones. This often stems from what's going on in the gut. And you know that I like to educate people, especially women, about having that healthy gut microbiome. And that's really important, because when our microbiome is healthy, that means that we're able to conjugate and get that extra estrogen out of the gut. And this is really important. Now, we know that we have that microbiome in the gut and on the skin as well. We have a microbiome on the skin, but also we have something called an estrobilome. Yes, estrobilome. Have you ever heard of this term before? And this is specific to estrogen. So it's like a microbiome specifically working on estrogens. And the thing here is that there are certain bacterial genes that metabolize estrogens. And one of them is not so healthy for us, because what happens is that if we have estrogen bound, this beta glucuronidase will unbind that estrogen, and now we've got free estrogen cycling and recycling. It's not necessarily being eliminated through our digestive tract. Again, this is coming back to that healthy microbiome as well. So, and this is where now our estrogen levels can increase, and we can have that estrogen dominance in relationship to the progesterone and the other hormones. So this is something that we definitely want to get under wraps, because if you've got the symptoms, any woman who's, and this is not just a perimenopausal or menopausal issue, this can really happen at any time, is to have that estrogen dominance. So the symptoms include the hot flashes, the night sweats, the loss of libido, and accumulation of that body fat. So especially that fat, if you notice that you're getting it around the midsection, in the back. So that back fat that you tend to notice that things are spilling over your bra straps, that would be an indication that that estrogen is out of balance and a little bit too high. More around the breasts as well, so developing extra fat in that area. And other symptoms would include foggy thinking, and even hair loss can be related to that estrogen dominance. So the good news is that there are things that we can do about the estrogen dominance to get things out and under control again. So my tips here for the estrogen dominance, and especially for those hot flashes, is to do that full body detox. You know, I come back to this often, getting those toxins out of the body and doing that full body detox. So focusing on the liver health as a liver part of your detoxification, but the kidneys, the skin, that estrobilome as well. So making sure that we're getting out those toxins from the internal organs is going to go a long way at helping to balance those hormones. Tip number two is to make sure that you're consuming enough of the indole-3 carbonyl foods. What are these? These are the cruciferous veggies, so things like broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, fantastic because they contain indole-3 carbonyl. And this is really known to help to conjugate that extra estrogen that may be recycling and get it out of the body. Tip number three is to include more fiber. And one of my favorites is actually psyllium. And psyllium seed husk is known to, again, trap these bad estrogens, remove them from the body, but also ensuring that you're having regular bowel movements, because this will help to balance out that estrogen as well, making sure that those bowels are moving and moving that estrogen out. Tip number four is to have more calcium. So a calcium deficiency is very much related to what's going on in the ovaries. And if when the ovaries are shutting down, there's a need for highly absorbed calcium. So whether that's a calcium supplement, always remember if you are going to supplement with calcium, that is from a whole food source. And one of my favorite types, the type that I take, is a coral calcium. And definitely we'll share links below this video in the YouTube version of this show so that you can find and get more information about that. So that's really important because calcium deficiency and hot flashes go hand in hand, and you've got to make sure that you find that balance there. Tip number five is green tea. So green tea in the research has been found to really help with balancing the hormones, especially that extra estrogen, and helps with those hot flashes. So consuming a little bit more green tea throughout the day is a great thing that you can do. Green tea is often added to supplements as well, so that's something that you can definitely learn more about. And tip number six is to limit your caffeine. So as much as the green tea is good, you want to limit your caffeine from things like coffee. Don't overdo it with the caffeine because this can cause that estrogen to go high as well. And alcohol is really going to do a number on your liver, unfortunately, but can cause that estrogen dominance. And tip number seven is to include more pre and probiotics into your diet. Coming back to that healthy microbiome, and one of the specific probiotics to help with this is Acidophilus. So it's called Lactobacillus acidophilus, and this decreases that beta-glucuronidase. So remember that thing that cleaves in terms of the estrobilome, it will cleave and allow for that estrogen to be floating around freely. That's not what we want, to have extra free estrogen in our body. That Acidophilus will help to make sure that that is not happening. So those are fantastic tips that I hope that you can follow. Again, if you're just tuning in, it's so great to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. And it's so nice to be talking in the new studio. So don't go anywhere. After the show, I promise I'm going to give you a little bit of a tour behind the scenes of probably maybe half the studio and what's to come in future episodes so that you can, you know, if you've been patiently waiting as I have to be in the new studio, you will learn about that. So thank you to everybody who's sharing today's live as well. And I can see that you are loving the fact that we are in the new studio, which is fantastic. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about leptin resistance. So as much as it's important to make sure that we're getting our estrogen levels under control, it's really important to regulate and make sure that we don't have leptin resistance. And if you don't know what leptin resistance is, please check out all of my content and my videos on leptin resistance. It has a lot to do with our fat cells sending a signal to our brain as to where we stand in terms of, do we have enough body fat? how are our hormones doing, how's our thyroid doing, how's our metabolism doing, and when our brain stops receiving that signal because we send too much of that signal to the brain sort of says, I'm not going to read, it's very similar to insulin resistance. The brain kind of says, no, I'm not going to accept that signal anymore of this high leptin, and what ends up happening is that you actually have a high leptin level, and because of this, now you get into an inflammatory state. And then there's something called pregnenolone steal, in which now your pregnenolone is preferentially going to go to making your cortisol. Cortisol, we know, is a stress hormone, and this will help to shunt now all of that pregnenolone. Instead of making your healthy hormones, like your testosterone, your estrogen, your progesterone, it's going to go towards making your cortisol, your stress hormone, and you're in this constant state of inflammation, and if your hormones are out of balance, so I'm speaking to you ladies, if your hormones are out of balance, you're getting the hot flashes, the night sweats, and that dreaded weight gain, do you have pain and inflammation as well? And this can happen for the guys as well, absolutely. So you're constantly in pain, you wake up in pain, you say it's the pillow, you say it's the bed, you say, oh, maybe I overdid it with my exercise. If that's you, you've got this leptin resistance. I can almost guarantee it. And until you fix the leptin signaling and the leptin resistance, you won't get out of the inflammation. You will be slowing down your ability to live a long and healthy life, unfortunately. This has a lot to do with longevity as well. And also your hormones are going to be out of balance. So this is something that you definitely have to get a handle on. Fix your leptin resistance. I've got tons of tips on how to do that, so make sure you check out my other videos. Okay, let's talk now about Moringa. So does everybody know what Moringa is? Have you tried it, perhaps? Have you heard about it? This was in vogue, I'm going to say, about 15 years ago. A lot of companies were like really investigating Moringa as one of the superfood, very potent antioxidant foods and herbal medicines. And I'm going to go through 10 of the best health benefits of Moringa. But Moringa is so powerful because it is very high in those antioxidants. And it is known as the tree of life and actually helps to sustain life in certain regions of the world where it grows for the people and the inhabitants in that area. Even if they're lacking in food and clean water, Moringa can help to supply both of those things. So number one, very high in antioxidants. We know that. Health benefit number two is that it's a natural anti-inflammatory. So again, fixing your leptin resistance is going to be really important, but also taking natural anti-inflammatories is usually the way that you want to go, in my opinion. Number three is can enhance your sex drive. So both for men and women, which is fantastic because again, it's completely natural with no negative side effects. And health benefit number four is that it gives you tons of energy. So in this study, it was shown that it contains, so our Moringa has all of these essential amino acids, as well as carotenoids, so really important for your vitamin A, including flavonoids, glucosinolates, isothiocyanates, alkaloids, terpenoids, phenolics, and all of that is contained in the Moringa. Now, Moringa oleifera can also improve the nutritional status in pregnant and nursing mothers, so that just goes to show you how loaded it is with the most important nutrients that we need. It also contains iron, which is really important, as we know, in pregnancy and, of course, in breastfeeding as well. So Moringa, love it. Let's go on to benefit number five, which is helps with supporting cognition and healthy mood, so keeps you happy. Benefit number six, it enhances your blood sugar and balances your blood sugar levels, so your ability for your insulin levels to work in conjunction with the food that you are eating, which is really important, as well as number seven has anti-aging properties. So some of the beauty companies will actually add Moringa into their formulations because of the antioxidant and anti-aging properties. Number eight helps reduce your blood pressure. So has that really balancing effect on blood pressure levels. And number nine can help with digestion. So that's really important. We need to have proper digestion to get all of our nutrients from our food, of course. And health benefit number 10 can even improve your cholesterol levels. So I love Moringa. It's in a couple of the things that I take in terms of supplements on a daily basis. I just love those antioxidants. And truth be told, the beauty benefits of the Moringa, which is fantastic. Okay, let's talk spices. Or maybe I should say a quick hello to everyone who's here. So thank you to everybody who's tuning in today. It's so great to have you all here. I know that you've been waiting. I was on hiatus last week and you've been waiting for me to come back, which is amazing to be in the new studio, as I shared, and with, of course, I'm going to give you a bit of a behind the scenes. Don't go anywhere because we do have our quiz section coming up. So if you're new to the show and you didn't know, the quiz section is where we give away a prize every week, and you just have to attempt, do your best to answer the questions in the quiz section of the show. And this week we are playing for the Vitamucil from our great sponsors at VitaTree. So that is coming up. Don't go anywhere. And maybe share the video with a few friends so that they can join in on the fun. Okay, let's talk about some of the best spices for weight loss. Have you heard about this? And something called the thermogenic effect. And certain spices that you may or may not be consuming actually can help with the fat burning process, increasing something called thermogenesis, which is your body's ability to create more heat. And this is something that we definitely want. So just using a little bit of these spices every day can really actively increase the browning of your white fat. So we have different types of fat in the body. Of course, we want more of the brown fat. We don't want to have, this is supposed to be white fat. I know it looks yellow on the screen. We don't want to have the white fat. The white fat is not really metabolically active. We want to have more of that brown fat, and the brown fat helps to create heat. So turning some of that caloric energy that we have in our body, that extra fat that we may be holding on to, can turn that into that heat to keep our bodies warm, and that's something that we want. Okay, so the four spices are, number one is cinnamon. So cinnamon not only regulates our blood glucose levels, but has that thermogenic effect as well, which is amazing. Number two is capsaicin. So this is fantastic because this is, of course, in our hot peppers. So if you don't like spice and you want to speed up your metabolism a little bit, you may want to add a little bit more of that hot spice. Number three is black pepper. Black pepper is amazing as well, but not everybody can always tolerate black pepper, so that's one thing to be aware of. And number four, one of the best spices that I love for weight loss and getting that thermogenesis going, is curcumin, which of course is the active component of turmeric. And this is something that I take in a concentrated form. This is something that is fantastic because it does increase that browning of the white fat. So increasing that thermogenesis to help with that metabolism and to help with your weight loss. So I want to hear from you. If anybody does use that herbal medicine, I want to hear from you. So make sure that you put it in the comments. And this is amazing. Okay, so I want to now go through some of the vitamins that you should not maybe necessarily be taking together. And you can really maximize the absorption of the nutrients that you do take by not taking certain things together. So one of them would be fiber. So if you're taking a fiber supplement, maybe it's the psyllium seed husk that we talked about in terms of helping to balance your estrogen levels, you don't want to take fiber with other nutrients, with other vitamins, because it will bind things. So if you, for instance, take it with your calcium, it's going to bind a bit of that calcium, so you're not going to get and maximize your absorption of that nutrient. So usually fiber, I usually suggest that you're going to take it at least 30 minutes to an hour, depending, and especially if you're taking medications, at least 2 hours away from your medications, to let the fiber do its job. And I like fiber first thing in the morning with a big glass of water to allow to bind all the bad things that we don't want and flush that through the digestive tract. And then later in, of course, the day, then you can start with your other vitamins. So at least a half an hour, probably safer to say an hour. If it's medications, at least 2 hours away from your fiber supplement. Now, another combination is calcium and or iron supplements with anything that's supporting your thyroid gland. So whether that's a medication or a more natural type of thyroid support, this is something that you definitely don't want to take together at the same time. Calcium and magnesium should not be taken together. So did you know this? This is something that I educate people about all the time. They should not be in the same supplement because they compete for absorption, and you're not going to get the maximum benefits of your calcium nor your magnesium if you're taking them at the same time. So you want to spread those out a little bit. Magnesium with zinc. So magnesium, again, similar to calcium being an important mineral, should not be taken at the same time as other minerals. So magnesium should not go together with zinc. And this one for me is a little bit tricky because often I'll take my zinc and my magnesium pretty close to one another in the morning. So that's one that, again, spread it out. I'd say an hour is probably ideal to spread out your magnesium from your zinc. Iron, we know, should not be taken with calcium, which is something that we talked about before when we're talking about thyroid. So iron and calcium, the calcium will bind out the iron, so that will now minimize your absorption of both of those. So you don't want to take those together. Vitamin D should not be taken, which vitamin D is actually a hormone, but vitamin D should not be taken at the same time as the other fat-soluble vitamins. So things like vitamin E, vitamin K, vitamin A. So you want to do vitamin D on its own. I prefer to do my vitamin D with some of my other nutrients like my magnesium in the morning and then my vitamin K later in the day. And calcium and vitamin D shouldn't go together as well. So don't worry, you don't have to remember any of these because of course you can always refer back to it and take notes, of course, as it will be on the YouTube video. Okay, so calcium, vitamin D not together. So that's why I do my vitamin D in the morning and my vitamin K with my calcium closer to bedtime. And another one as an aside, vitamin B12, and depending on which type of B12 this is, and vitamin C is not always ideal at the same time, especially if you're high dosing. So for whatever reason, some people like to take a little bit more vitamin C, maybe you're coming down with something. Again, always looking for a whole food vitamin C from the superfood ingredients is what I always recommend, not that your run-of-the-mill synthetic ascorbic acid, but that's something that you don't want to take at the same time. So there you go. So I hope that you learned something new in that little segment because, yeah, for a lot of people are not doing it exactly the right way. I always want you to maximize your absorption of your nutrients. And remember, always looking for whole food nutrients without the fillers and all those things. So that's something else that I talk about in a lot of other videos. So hello to everyone. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine, naturopathic doctor. This is the Health Matters Show. Today, we're talking a bunch of subjects, and this is in our new beautiful studio. So I'm going to give you a little behind the scenes tour after we close the show on YouTube. So make sure you stick around for that. We still have our quiz section coming up, so don't go anywhere, which is always so much fun. Okay, let's talk about omega-3 fatty acids, one of my absolute favorite supplements to take. I do eat a lot of omega-3s personally in my own diet, and I hope that you do as well, but not everybody does. But here's some benefits that you may not have heard about in terms of omega-3. So it's fantastic for the skin. So when we look at having beautiful, clear skin, this is one of the secrets that you are now in on to have that beautiful and that luminosity in the skin. It really does help to improve the texture, the luminosity, and the actual skin barrier function to get enough omega-3s. And I tend to focus a little bit more on the DHA, and I educate people about the DHA as being more important, in my opinion, as compared to the EPA. Another great benefit is vision. So when we talk about having healthy eyes, when we talk about preventing cataracts, macular degeneration, which is basically a destruction at the back of the eye, and when that macula breaks down, and often one of the culprits, of course, is that blue light, so artificial light that we have in our environment is very destructive to the macula of the eye. If we're not protecting this, this is so, so important. And one of the things that we need in the eyes, because the highest concentration of DHA in the body is actually in the eye. So that, you got to think about that for a second, okay? It must be really important for the eye health to have that omega-3, especially that DHA. So that is another important thing. And that whole connection between the brain. So here we go, Lucy's brain. Can I get it out? I don't know. There we go. I don't want to drop Lucy's brain first day on the news set on the floor. Here we go. So that whole connection between brain health and, of course, our eye health. And what happens is that light comes in through the eye, connects with that brain to now give that entire signaling to the nervous system to wake up our hormones, to make sure that we have proper digestion, turns on our body clocks. and the major clock is in the brain. If that eye is not healthy, if we don't have enough of that omega-3, especially that DHA, that whole process and that whole connection between the eye and the brain is not going to be optimized. And therefore, you can run into something called leptin resistance. So yes, we come full circle again. Omega-3s, especially that DHA, is super important for that leptin resistance. And that whole signaling starts in the eyes with that sunlight coming in and turning on the brain for overall health. So I hope you're understanding the fact that coming back to that leptin resistance, really, really important that you have to fix this in terms of balancing the hormones and other aspects of your overall health and for longevity as well. Okay, who's tried intermittent fasting? I mean, I'm sure most people at this point have tried, whether you've been in control of it or not, you've done some type of intermittent fasting. At least you've probably heard about it. And you may have heard that the best way to do intermittent fasting, especially if you're looking to lose some weight or you want more energy, is to wake up in the morning and then you have tea or coffee throughout the morning hours. You have your first actual meal, usually around 12 noon, middle of the day. Then you may have your workout in the mid-afternoon. Then you have your second meal, then maybe a late night snack, and then it's bedtime. So that's usually when people do talk about the attributes of intermittent fasting, usually that's sort of the schedule. So you're skipping through your breakfast, you're prolonging your fast, and that is the way that a lot of people do the intermittent fasting. However, not everybody is getting those results that they're looking for with intermittent fasting. So I like to switch this because keeping that leptin resistance in mind, and remember those fat cells sending that signal to the brain and turning on all of those body clocks that we talked about, if you are skipping your breakfast, that's not going to be optimized. So now you're actually shutting down your digestion. You're shutting down the good parts and the good aspects of digestion and your microbiome because you didn't have your proper breakfast. What is breakfast? It's breaking the fast, and that's something that we have to be aware of. So I want you to flip the intermittent fasting on its head and do it the other way. So if you do want to do the intermittent fasting, what I suggest, if you've not yet tried it this way, is to still wake up and have your high protein breakfast in the morning. This is really important for your leptin signaling, but also for your microbiome. Then you can have your tea, your coffee, maybe mid-morning. That's the way that I like to do it. And then you're going to have your regular meal midday usually. If you do work out, then make sure in terms of your circadian rhythms and your energy for workouts that it's a little bit later in the afternoon between 4 and 6 p.m. And if you do find that you need to have something as food before that workout, you could definitely eat then, but then that's it. So after your workout, you're not eating again until your next breakfast the next morning. I'm guaranteeing if you have struggled with weight loss, balancing your hormones, the leptin resistance, you want to do the intermittent fasting, just do it this way. Fast your dinner, so the last meal of the day, you will get the quickest results that you wouldn't have even expected for yourself. So I hope that that helps you. I can't wait to hear your feedback on that. Make sure that you're leaving your comments in the comment section. I want to say hello on YouTube. Lynn, nice to see you. Nadia, nice to see you. Cosmic Toga Party, nice to see you on YouTube. It is fantastic. And thank you so much. And there's more questions here. You're loving the studio. Thank you. Yes, leptin resistance can affect your menstrual cycles. That's a great question on Facebook. So thank you for asking that. Absolutely. Okay, so I think we're going to go. Okay, perfect. So I heard something different. So my producer now can talk to me in my ear, and this is like so fun in the new set. This is like the big television stations that I'm usually on, and it's so fun. So it's so great to have you all here. Thank you for tuning in. We are coming up to quiz section in just a moment, so don't go anywhere. I'm just going to run through some of my favorite natural painkillers really quickly, then we're going to go straight to quiz. Okay. Let's talk about earaches. So if you have chronic earaches, one of the best things you can do is use garlic, and you can actually make your own ear oil. Put a few cloves of garlic into some olive oil, let that sit overnight, and then of course strain it out and just use the oil. A few drops in your ear is one of the best things that you can do for earaches, which is fantastic. Apple cider vinegar is fantastic for heartburn. So if you have a lot of acid reflux, often that can be because you're actually low in your acid in the stomach. So that's something that you can actually have a positive impact on with having that apple cider vinegar. Joint pains, cherries. So gout, cherry juice. So again, the tart cherries are always better because they're less sweet and they have more of the salicylic acid, which is fantastic. It's a natural painkiller, as we know. Aspirin is a natural painkiller, but that is high in cherries as well. And of course, naturally occurring without the negative side effects. Peppermint, I love to use on sore muscles. So this is something as an essential oil you can rub on sore muscles, which is great as a natural painkiller as well. And I also love cloves. So if you have a toothache, this is something that you can actually use directly on sore gums, is to use some clove, either the powder or the actual cloves themselves. You can rub it on the gums a little bit and it has a numbing effect. For chronic pain, one of my favorite herbal medicines is turmeric, which we talked about a little bit earlier in the show today, and that curcumin, which is fantastic as well. And for bloating, pineapple. So usually if you are going to eat the pineapple, you're going to get more of that active component of the bromelain closer to the core. So when we look at the pineapple, the middle part of that stem of the, which is usually not as palatable, but you can use that actually if you're making a smoothie, and it's not as sweet as well, but it has more of that bromelain. As well as for sinus pain, horseradish is great. So if you ever had a bit of horseradish when things are all clogged up, and what happens, it makes everything drain. That's a great thing that you can do as well. Again, completely natural. And blueberries are very useful for urinary tract infections. So we always hear about cranberries for urinary tract infections, but blueberries are great as well. They help to decrease that adherence of the E. coli, so that specific type of bacteria which often will attach itself to the bladder walls, that blueberries have that aspect as well to make sure that it's not attaching. So it's really great for chronic urinary tract infections. Okay, we're here, we're at quiz time. And don't go anywhere, so make sure again, you're following Team Dr. J9. If you're on TikTok and on Instagram, make sure that you are following Team Dr. J9, and so that we, if you are going to be our winner, and remember, all of today's questions come from today's show, and if you are our winner, and we want you to win the prize because we sent this out to you, we have to be able to reach you. So if you're not following Team Dr. J9, then it will be difficult to reach our winner. So make sure that's happened a couple of times, so I don't want that to happen. Okay, are we ready? And remember, today's quiz questions come from today's show. So whether you tuned in late, that's why you always want to tune in. I know today is a different time. Usually we're here on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Today was a little bit different date and timing, just sort of seeing how the Monday goes. But going forward, we'll let you know when we go live again. Okay, are we ready? Question number one, true or false? Green tea can be helpful for estrogen dominance. Green tea can be helpful for estrogen dominance. True or false? Here we go. Please put your answer in the comments. True or false? Green tea can be helpful for estrogen dominance. I usually like to see who comes through quick. Chantel was very quick. Oh, there's a few. Oh my goodness. Everybody. Hanny Candy. Very good. I think you were the first. Instagram has a bunch of answers. Nadia's here. Hello, Bahich. Hello, Sandra. Good try. Arletta, KQN. Good try. Sarah, good job. Reina, good job. Hello, Isabella. Who? Sorry? Kimmy L, good job on Instagram. Diva Organic as well. Rebecca, nice. Michelle, Chantel, Sarah, Miss Carr. Oh my goodness, there's so many I can't keep up. Steven, Sance, User, if I miss your name, I'm so sorry. Anybody else? Brooke, nice. Priscilla. Oh, I can see I'm glitching. I can see my face is glitching. Whoa, I'm glitching. Oh my goodness, what's making me glitch like that? There's some filter on there? I didn't put a filter on it. Oh my goodness. Sorry guys, we'll fix it for next show. I know that I look weird and animated on TikTok. That's so funny. I'm just seeing it now for the first time. Oh, sorry, the filter's glitching, my goodness. Yay, good job everyone who answered that correctly. We got it? Althea has it as well. Vintage has it. Anybody else? Oh, it could be internet. Yes. Thank you to everybody. Brain Power, thank you for liking today's live. Thanks for all those likes coming in. I see that. That's amazing. Thank you. I haven't been able to comment on that yet. Okay. True or false? Yes, it is true. Green tea can be very helpful for estrogen dominance. Okay. Are we ready? Question number two. Remember, just put your answers in. Even if you're not correct, it doesn't matter. Question number two. Calcium absorption is hindered if taken with what mineral? Calcium absorption is hindered if taken with what mineral? Reina, thank you. Let's see who is paying attention in today's episode. This one's a little bit trickier. Not the answer I was looking for the first few people coming in. So calcium absorption is hindered if taken with what mineral? Nadia has it on Instagram. Yes, Nadia, good job. Kimmy L, yes. And Paris, Diva Organic, nice. Alicia, good job. Jay, that's a good answer as well. Rebecca, okay, a few people coming in on the last question. Beheech has it. Callie, good job. Vintage, yes, nice. Althea, yes. I'm just looking at my face. I'm like, I'm caught up with the glitching on my face. It's so funny. Nadia. Virginia has it as well. Yes, I'm seeing that common answer as well. Yes. Tibetan girl 302. Nice. I see both your answers there. Very good. Rose B, Ma Frankify, good. Arletta, good. And Sandra, nice job. Who else do I have? Nadia on YouTube. I see some people on multiple platforms here. This is amazing. So if you do, yes, if you watch on, but we have, I'll give you a little behind the scenes in a second. Sorry? No, let me see what else. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. I got those. Yes, very good. Oh, no, they just refreshed here. Sandra, yes, good job. And Nadia, Heather, Cosmic Toga Party, good try, Cosmic Toga Party. I see your correction there. Okay, so the answer I was looking for was magnesium. But for people who said iron, I would say that that's true as well. So good job, everyone. Okay, and final question for today. But don't go anywhere. Remember, I'm going to give you a bit of behind the scenes over here on TikTok and Instagram. Okay, question number three. Name two vegetables that are high in indole 3 carbonyls. Please put your answer in the same line. Two vegetables that are high in the indole 3 carbonyls, I3Cs. Now we'll see who is paying attention. Indole 3 carbonyls, I3Cs. Let's see. Handy Candy, good try. TikTok has it. And Paris, nice. Mamila, thanks for joining in. This is Health Matters with myself, Dr. Jean, naturopathic doctor. Thank you for everybody who tuned in today. Here we go. We're on our last quiz question of the show, and then we're going to do KQN has it as well. Mike C has no clue on YouTube, but good try. Edward Dean, yes. Cosmic Toga Party, yes. Good. Althea, Pia as well. Good job. Arletta, nice. Arletta has multiple answers. Love that. Anybody else? Who? Ma Frankify? Ah, I like that. Good job. Rebecca Soya, nice. Diane, nice. Diva Organic has it as well. Thank you, thank you. All Smiles? Yes, stay tuned. Brussels, Kimmy? Reina, good job. Thank you for the follows too. I didn't mention all the new followers. Thank you so much for following today. Glad to have you here. It's so fun to be part of the show. And we do this every week. So next week, I'm not sure 100% what time it will, but I'll be sure to mention it in my lives to let you know when we're going live again. But this is today for Monday at 1 p.m. We might actually go forward with this next week as well. Well, let's see. Oh, next week's a holiday. Oh, yeah, next week, maybe not. Next week will probably be Tuesday. Okay, did everybody get all their answers in? Remember, we're playing for this. Make sure you're following Team Dr. J9. The answers were broccoli. So the indole 3 carbonyl is great for estrogen dominance, great for your hormones, ladies, and for the guys as well. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, cauliflower, bok choy, Some of my favorites. So there you have it. So that was today's show. If you're just tuning in now, I'm hoping that you will watch the show. Of course, it will be on YouTube. You can check it out. We talked all about metabolism. We talked about estrogen dominance. We talked about hot flashes. We talked about moringa. We talked about leptin resistance. We talked about intermittent fasting and how you can sort of flip intermittent fasting on its edge so that you're doing it and fasting your dinner and you'll get better results that way, in my opinion and in my experience. We talked about some natural painkillers as well and which vitamins you should not be taking together. So if you missed any of that or all of it, you're just tuning in now, I'm glad to have you, better late than never, but please check it out on YouTube. Today's video will be there and last there, and you can check out, and the links to the studies and things will be on the YouTube video. So now for more information on leptin resistance, please check out my video, 9 Tips to Reverse Leptin Resistance. One of my goals is always to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone, and we'll see you next week.